I'm Eli Manning.
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to the special edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. The New York Giants celebrated their 90th season this past year and the 25th anniversary of the Super Bowl XXV New York Giants. And one of the keys to that team were some of the smart free agent pickups that the Giants had, including a guy who broke in with the Dallas Cowboys but won a championship with Big Blue, Everson Walls.
Pass is picked off by Everson Walls.
Everson Walls just seems like the ball always finds him or he always finds the ball.
In 1990, Everson Walls added a much-needed spark to the Giants secondary. Walls was entering his 10th season in the NFL and had spent the last 9 years with the Dallas Cowboys. In his first 5 years, he led the league in interceptions 3 times and was a 4-time Pro Bowl selection. For a kid who grew up in the shadow of Texas Stadium, it was a dream come true.
I grew up in Hamilton Park, which is a suburb of Dallas. I was the youngest child, and when I was born, I had a lot of hair on my face, and they said I looked like a bear cub. So they started calling me Cubby. And it sticks with me to this day. If someone says Cubby, then most of the time I know that I either grew up with them or we've known each other for quite some time since my childhood days.
Like most boys who grew up in Texas, Everson started playing football at an early age. But he credits the game of basketball with helping him develop the skills that made him such a great pass defender.
Our activity during the summer was playing basketball. I've always thought that basketball is great for your footwork. There's no doubt about it. And when you look at a basketball player and you look at a guy guarding a point guard coming down the court, you have the same technique in guarding that point guard as you have with a wide receiver coming at you. And not only that, as the ball is being thrown in the air, to me, it's just a rebound drill. You body the guy up, you get your position, you box him out, and when the ball's up in the air, you go get it at its highest point. When the ball's in the air, it's just mine as it is anyone else's. That's how I played. That's what I was known for. Not necessarily a big hitter, not necessarily a great tackler, but I was always known for going up and getting the ball. I don't care who I was guarding.
Walls attended Grambling State University, and as a senior, he led the nation in pass interceptions with 11. In 1981, he signed as an undrafted free agent with his hometown Dallas Cowboys.
I had a chance to go to 3 different teams, but I knew what the Cowboys needed. I knew that they needed some DBs. So I wanted to go where there was a need. And of course, being from Dallas, there was a comfort zone there for me as well.
Walls made an immediate impact. And by the 5th game of the season, he was named a starter at cornerback. He finished that first year with a league-leading 11 interceptions and was named to the Pro Bowl.
Here I am, the rookie from a small school. And if you're an offensive coordinator, you look over here, you see this free agent. No one even thought to draft him. So you're going to test him. I had an average of 15 to 17 balls thrown my way each game. A quarterback would have a play called in the huddle. He'd look over at me. He knows I'm one-on-one. And he would just smile. And he'd audible. So, where do you think they're going? They're coming right at me. So eventually, they learned their lesson. I ended up with 11 interceptions that year. So it was a pretty magical season for me.
But the magic would end in the NFC Championship game against the San Francisco 49ers. On a play that would haunt him for years to come.
51 seconds left. Joe calls a pass, and I think they were trying to hit Freddie Solomon coming in motion across the backfield. And he gives Ed a pump fake. Ed goes for it. Joe throws up. I call it a duck because it was just flailing in the air. I mean, it was so high in the air, I thought it was going into the stands. I'm actually going this way, and the ball was coming this way. And Dwight, he saw the flight of the ball as it left Joe's hands. And that's when you see his hands come up and catch the ball. It was more fingertip catch than even what that shows, it seems like. We had played so well defensively. We had gotten four interceptions off of Joe that day. And I even had a fumble recovery. So the game was, you know, set up for us to win it. And boy, it was just so, so disappointing.
In nine seasons with the Dallas Cowboys, Everson Walls led the team in interceptions five times and ranked second on the team's all-time career interceptions list. But he was waived at the end of the 1989 season, and he once again was a free agent looking for a team.
I remember 1989, the Giants played the Los Angeles Rams at the time. I remember watching an injured Mark Collins chasing Flipper Anderson into the end zone, and Flipper just runs straight through into the locker room. And I remember calling Parcells, and he actually answered the phone. And I asked him if I could have a visit. And sure enough, the next thing you know, I'm in New York sitting in front of the big guy. And I told him, I promise you, I told him these words. I said, Bill, if you let me start, I can be the missing piece to your Super Bowl puzzle.
Well, I remember talking about Everson Walls to George. I said, George, this guy could maybe start for us. I said, this guy's a good player. And Steve Diassi had been with us, and he was pushing me hard for Walls. He said, Bill, this guy's a good player. And Walls did outperform in preseason, and that's how he got the job.
And Walls didn't waste any time getting revenge on the team that let him go.
Bass is picked off in the end zone by Everson Walls. Somehow, the ball always seems to wind up in his hand.
Rosenball rolls and runs and throws. It's tipped and it's intercepted. First turnover of the day. Everson Walls has it. And that is his sixth of the year.
Walls led the team in interceptions in 1990 and made opposing quarterbacks think twice about throwing the ball in his direction.
Here comes the blitz again. This time they pick it up, but the pass is picked off by Everson Walls. Touchdown.
With Walls and the Big Blue defense playing at their highest level, the Giants raced out to a 10-0 start. And even though the team would go 3-3 over the final six games of the season, they were aware of the challenges ahead and were prepared for the battle.
The games was tougher to win. I think we ended up, our last six games were 3-3. And people thought we were limping into the playoffs. But we actually had in it. We had so much confidence going in. And defensively, we just ramped it up.
Here's Lawrence Taylor all over Tomczak. He got rid of it. And the pass is knocked down.
Everson Walls was all over Morris.
They throw it out to Mustard, and he is stopped right at the five. No gain. Everson Walls came up to make the tackle.
We almost shut out the Chicago Bears. We were very upset. I think we gave up a field goal. We were very upset about that, but that's just how much pride we had defensively.
Tomczak in the direction of Gentry, but picked off by Walls. Everson Walls still going. Walls.
The defense was dominating, and the offense was clicking on all cylinders as the Giants dismantled the Chicago Bears 31-3, setting up a rematch with the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC Championship game.
Going into that championship game in San Francisco, we knew we were going to win that game. No matter what happened, we knew we were going to win that game. I have never been around such hard hitting down to the last play. I mean, when you think about the legacy that was already established in San Francisco, and for us to come through there, and we didn't just win that game, we dismantled that entire team. There was no more Joe Montana. Leonard Marshall hit him so hard, he knocked him into Kansas City. The next time you saw Joe, he was in Kansas City.
Here's Montana, long time in the pocket. pocket. But chased out, Bailey hit from behind. The ball's loose.
And he really took a shot in that back.
Roderick Craig, no longer a San Francisco 49er because of what Eric Howard did to him at that time.
Craig again, hit behind the line of scrimmage, and the Giants had the ball.
It changed their entire team because of the way we came in there and dominated the 49ers in their stadium.
Giants are trailing by a point. It all depends on Matt Barr.
To me, Matt Barr, it was a chip shot. All the guys had their heads down there praying, and I'm the only nosy one. I had to look. You know, I had to look. And, of course, it went through the goalposts.
Snap, spot. Kick is away. It's got the distance. It is good.
Yeah, I remember us running off the sideline, just, you know, seeing grown men with these childlike expressions on their face. And to me, I think Parcells took a lot of pride in beating the so-called genius of the NFL the way he did.
Great job, Bill. Congratulations, man.
Snap, spot, kick is away, it's got the distance, it is good, good,
and the
good.
Giants are going to Tampa Bay. It's over for the three-peats. It's over.
As the Giants were busy celebrating their dramatic win over the 49ers, Steve DiAsi was busy making some special plans for Everson Walls and himself once the team landed in Tampa Bay.
I got on the phone in the locker room in San Francisco, and I rented a car at the airport in Tampa.
We were going to enjoy this as much as possible, this Super Bowl experience.
So when we got there, everybody was getting on the buses going to the hotel. Cubby and I went and picked up the rental car. This is what, 5 a.m. maybe?
It was dark. It was nighttime. And I just remember us going to the stadium. There was no one out there. I think a security guard. He let us in. We told him who we were. And I remember us going up into the stadium.
And we drove around the stadium a little bit. We did like 8 laps around the parking lots in the stadium.
And we were just there, man, you know, enjoying our success and really feeling blessed about us being there and having that opportunity.
And the first 10 minutes was like, we're just silent. We weren't saying anything to each other. And then next thing you know, Kelly's punching me in the arm. He goes, unbelievable. Can you believe this? And the two of us were, again, giggling like school kids.
And I was like, man, we have come a long way.
As the team geared up for their battle with the Buffalo Bills, defensive coordinator Bill Belichick had some special plans for Walls as well.
Belichick comes up to me and says, hey, you're going to be calling the defensive plays. I took so much pride in the fact that he felt that much of me. He said, look, if you ever get into any trouble, if you ever feel like it's overwhelming, just look over at me, and I'll have a call for you.
I mean, our base defense was cover two, and the theory in cover two is jam the outside receivers, get two safeties deep in the middle, and let them throw it inside. And are they going to catch them? Sure, but Pepper and Carl and Lawrence and those guys, that's what they live for. Good, you can catch for 4 or 5 yards, but you're going to pay the price.
Myron Guyton, heat-seeking missile the whole game. Mark Collins, I mean, he was frothing at the mouth. He was so pumped up. The intensity and the unity that we had for that entire game, we predicated what Buffalo's attack was going to be. We made them call the plays that they did not want to call in that ball game, and that was because of Bill Belichick's scheme.
But in the second half, the Bills' offense would find its rhythm. Thurman Thomas scored a fourth-quarter touchdown, and the Bills were driving again when Everson Walls made a game-saving tackle on the Bills' final drive.
We, of course, assumed they were going to pass the ball. It came out with the sprint draw, and it just opens up.
Bills have not converted a third down in the game until now, thanks to Thomas. Thurman Thomas out to the 40, a first down, tackled by Everson Walls.
He told me he never saw me. He said he never saw me. He's looking inside, thinking that that's where his danger is going to come from. But he just had no idea that I was right there in his face. He did not have a chance to make the moves that he usually would have made at that time. Wasn't a big hit, not at all. But if you look behind me, there was no one there. There was no one there.
Two plays after Wall's timely tackle, the Bills lined up for a potential game-winning field goal.
Now Norwood tries to kick his longest ever on grass, 47 yards.
I'm lined up away from the rush, defensive left side. I mean, when he kicked the ball, it looked like it went over my head. The minute it went over my head, I'm anticipating that it's going to be wide.
In the air, got the distance, it is. No good!
I just remember snapping my head around. The camera just happened to stay on me, and I don't know how high I jumped. I could have jumped into the stands. It felt like it took me forever to come down. And I just like, thank you, God. And I finally got my championship when it was all said and done. And they can say whatever they want. You know, when it's all said and done, I'm the one that's got the Super Bowl trophy. You know, I'm the one that's on the front of Sports Illustrated. And to me, it lets you know how far you can come from defeat.
In his 10th year in the NFL, Everson Walls finally won his championship. He played another two seasons in New York and finished his Giants career with 11 interceptions. But his most important accomplishment may have come after his playing days were long over. In 2006, former Cowboys teammate Ron Springs was in need of a kidney transplant, and Everson Walls offered to donate one of his own.
As I look back on it, I really don't know what made me do that. He was my best friend as far as football players are concerned. He was the guy that took me under his wing when I was in Dallas. Our families are so close to this day. If something would have happened to Ron, if Ron would have passed on without me doing something, without me trying to do something, I don't think I would have been happy with myself. Because, you know, as a friend, you want to do all you can. I had never been around a friend who was that sick. I had never been around a person who needed that much help. I had never had to lift a friend around in and out of a wheelchair. All of this was just so new to me. And immediately when all of this started happening, I went back to this young lady I grew up with named Lisa Allen. She donated her kidney to her sister, Gwen. And I immediately thought, you know what? If she can do this, I can do this.
The operation was a success. And although Springs would pass away 4 years later, through it all, Everson was right by his side.
I've always said it's not just about you. It's always about the people around you. Good or bad, it's always about the people around you.
Let's hear it for one of the greatest teams ever assembled. The 1990 Super Bowl champion, New York Football Giants.
Teammates are what it's all about. No one's going to look out for you besides your family more than your teammates. When we went 3-3 those last six games and everybody was saying we couldn't do it, all of that just kind of, you know, rewinds in your mind and you go, you know what? We made it. We did it. This team, no individual, this team, the greatest team. Cowboys had a great team, but we had a lot of talent on that team that just didn't fulfill our promise. But this Giants team, they were truly unified.
Everson Walls not only was a fantastic player on the field, but he was a great influence in the locker room. And when you think about his career arc, being on the cover of Sports Illustrated with the catch by Dwight Clark of the 49ers, and then finally getting the ultimate goal, the cover of Sports Illustrated, exalting in the Giants Super Bowl 25 win. We hope you enjoyed this special edition of Giants Access Blue featuring Everson Walls. I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again next week.
Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife. Get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.